Well, here in Britain, thousands of public sector workers are on a 24-hour strike in a dispute with the government over proposed changes to their pensions. '68 is too late, they say, a reference to proposed legislation which will raise the state pension age to 67. The thousands of slogan-chanting protesters, civil servants, hospital workers, lecturers were in sharp contrast to the police officers who joined the demonstration. Traditionally, they've benefited from good pay and pension arrangements in return for an agreement not to strike. Today, off-duty policemen said the chanting slogans wouldn't be in keeping with their professional image. Nonetheless, they were still angry about the way they believe the government's treated them.
We're all here because we want to help people, and the government are going to stop us from doing that by cutting the officers on the street.
And what about your pension?
It's a joke. It's a joke.
The government's first duty is to protect the public, and by doing this, they are failing in their very first duty, so we can only hope so that they see common sense.
Do you wish that the police were able to strike?
We would never like to strike, but they're now pushing us into that corner whereby ultimately, by taking away all the various rights that the police officers have, they're going to make it ordinary employment, and ultimately we will gain the right to strike, and that will be the downfall of the British policing.
Why are you here?
To support them, because I think we're going to lose our police if we're not careful. We're going to lose them.
The cuts are criminal, and we've had enough, basically. Enough is enough.
Some police officers talking to our reporter John McManus, who joins us from central London. So, John, pretty unusual.